Welcome. My name is Ben Campbell, University of Georgia. Collaborating on this is Julie Campbell, also from the University of Georgia. Information source and purchasing of plants with environmental labeling. So information source, I guess a couple years ago, was interested in trying to figure out how does someone's view of accuracy of information they get from a certain place, such as media or from nursery greenhouses, how might that sort of impact how it changes people's decisions on certain things? And so this was funded by a specialty crop block grant from Connecticut. So we know eco-friendly, sustainable labels and products have become an increasingly popular topic of investigation. So if you look at from 1990 to 2000, there's only 2,600 articles really on Google Scholar focused on those terms, eco-friendly. Now in 2018, so we're half a year in, we've got over 4,000 articles that have eco-friendly in the title. So as far as double that for the rest of the year, 8,000 articles in 1 year. So we're turning our attention more and more to environmentally friendly research on various fronts, from production side to the marketing side and economic side. So labels abound. Local, organic, environmentally friendly, non-GMO. Consumers value these things at different levels with respect to having environmental connotations. Local really says nothing about the, if you look at legislation or the parameters in most states, local says nothing about environmentally friendly or anything like that. It just tells destination. But consumers infer that, you know, less miles equal more environmentally friendly. Organic has that same connotation. Non-GMO, all these things have this environmentally friendly connotation to them that may be impacted by someone sort of where they're getting information and how they value information from different sources. And why does this matter? Well, businesses are using these labels as a signal to potential consumers. I put a label of local, organic. I'm not doing it for my own sake. I'm doing it because I want someone to take notice of what I'm doing and either buy the product or I can charge a higher price for the product. So we're doing these things with respect to get attention and to make it more appealing to someone who's seeking to mitigate adverse environmental impacts. So a lot of these products are not, a lot of these labels are not defined. Local is defined in most states. Varying ways. Connecticut has a very strict label with respect to what local is, if it's produced in the state or 10 miles from point of purchase, where other states such as Georgia, a little bit less stringent with respect to how they interpret it. Organic has a federal guideline with respect to what it is. I mean, there's a book this thick on what exactly organic is and how you have to do implement those guidelines. Eco-friendly, environmentally friendly, those are a lot less more Wild Wild West mentality on how people use those labels. We know that there's willingness to pay for these labels with respect to preference, willingness to pay for eco-friendly, sustainable, local, organic. Literature's quite long on these, looking at these, mostly in the food realm. But we know that people are willing to pay. So understanding how people are getting their information and relying on it to form an evaluation of these labels seems like it'd be an important thing to know. So we have less understanding of labeling as associated with plants compared to food. If you look at that same Google Scholar, if you do Google Scholar for the last 10, 15 years, you have 4,000 article titles or so that have local food in the title. For local plants, you have 300. And so probably a large percentage of those are coming from people in this room. So, you know, you have that the local plant realm or the plant labeling realm is sort of very underserved with respect to understanding what's happening in that realm compared to local food. So, you know, understanding plants is quite important. So what we're going to do, especially like perceptions of information source for environmental information impact on views on labeling. So, you know, is your perception of the information you get from a nursery greenhouse, might that impact your view on local, organic, or non-GMO labeling? So in 2016, with an online study using Global Market Insight, database panel provider, consumers 18 years and older. We didn't look at plant buyers, non-buyers, because one of the things we're sort of interested in is looking at are buyers and non-buyers different and how they view labels. So the way it worked, as some of you may know, some not, I was piling these panel providers. They send an email out to their database to certain parameters, in our case, basically 18 or older. Those people, and in this case it was in the state of Connecticut, then that person, if they're interested, would click on the link, they would be directed to the survey, they would go through the survey, is how it would work. So those agreeing would be directed to the survey to take it. Our question of interest is, how much do you value the following label when purchasing plants? So they add local, organic, native, non-GMO, produced with environmentally friendly practices, and produced with green practices. So there's a little scale, zero, not at all important, 100, extremely important, and they would click on that scale anywhere in between with respect to how important these labels were in their decision to the value of the label in making a purchasing a plant. One of the big things is understanding how much of those that information source, the accuracy of information you get from that, you view the information from one of the sources, impact your value of label. So we use the Tobit model. Reason why? Well, we have censoring. Censoring would be, so for locally grown, 5% of people put zero as they were on the boundary, whereas 15% were on the upper boundary. So, given that traditional modeling would cause a problem like regression, so the Tobit tool and the Tobit model helps us eliminate that with respect to trying to mitigate some of that issues with the censoring there. What's interesting, though, is non-GMO, it doesn't say if it's good or bad. It just says that it would impact your value, the value on your decision. So non-GMO, 17% said that basically it was extremely important in their decision to buy. So whereas you look at organic, 11%. So there's a little bit of difference there on how people are viewing these different labels. We're not saying that the locally grown is good or bad. We're just saying, how much does it play? We can infer that we would anticipate a locally grown label would have a positive impact. Non-GMO would have a positive impact. But, we didn't ask that. We just said, how much does it value? So sample demographics, roughly fairly good. As far as pretty much right on the money on most things. Gender, our sample, 30% were male. Connecticut estimates 49%, but we know that a lot of literature shows that women are generally majority shopper and those type of things, so we oversampled in that respect. Race, we're right on, and median income, we're very close to Connecticut estimates. Age, within 5 years, Connecticut estimates probably a little bit lower because under 18s are in that mix. So if we took out the under 18s, that Connecticut estimate goes up 4 or 5 years, so we should be right on point on most of these factors with respect to our sample compared to Connecticut. Other things, adults in household, kids in here, and kids in the household, rural, urban, good mix. As far as taking age down to baby boomers and older, Gen X and millennials and younger, roughly a good mix of consumers in those age groups. We also put in there ideological leanings, Democrat, Republican, or other, just for fun, all right? So we have that in there as well. Just as a control to try to get at some of these, how do people feel about things, and what it's so. So this to me is quite interesting. This is accuracy of environmental information from Varian Outlets. So again, the question is, how much do you trust environmental information coming from one of this source? So for universities, so zero being not at all, it's not accurate. 100 being extremely accurate, and 50 being that moderately accurate, sort of in the middle. So universities and nursery, greenhouse, garden centers do fairly well compared to everything else, right? So nursery greenhouses actually do probably right up there with the best with information, and that I believe the information coming from nursery greenhouse centers is on the accurate side, okay? But we also see environmental activist groups do fairly well as well. So the interesting there is that what's driving these labels, nursery greenhouse, garden centers, and environmental activist groups, they may align on some things, but there's some things that are totally different on how they view things in the environmental world. So, when we look at how much these things are impacting the value of labels, think of it as, are they changing what that label means? Right? For local, is a nursery garden center driving it one way where maybe environmental or nonprofit are driving it a different way? So universities do fairly well. Industry associations do fairly poorly, if we think of it. They're less trusted even than environmental activists. Nonprofits do somewhat better. Federal government doesn't do as well, or state governments don't do as well as the others, as in trusting environmental information. What you also see is some of these you have decreasing given your age. So for state government, we start 49 score on the 100-point scale, so moderately accurate for state government environmental accuracy. The millennial Gen Z, you're at roughly 44 on the scale. Same thing happens for environmental activists. Older consumers are less trusting of information compared to as you move to younger consumers. You see more trust happening in these areas. So it's nothing surprising, but it shows that there is that area of how different age groups are doing things. Like nonprofits, you see a big jump for younger consumers seeing nonprofits as a trustworthy source for environmental information. So as we start to think about how this impacts Nurture Greenhouse, how this impacts how people view labeling, it can make a big difference in what's driving these labels and how they're viewed. With respect to what's interesting with respect to value of labels, so zero, not important, 100 on the scale, extremely important. You've got locally grown, you know, buyers are think it's more important than non-buyers across the board for labels. You know, none of these really are extremely high, but you do see this, that they are on this moderately important on decisions to buy, on what they're, what the value they're putting them in when they're purchasing plants. So, you know, to say that locally grown is better than organic, probably not the case, but we do see they're on the moderately important side on driving decision-making, or helping to drive decision-making. If we break it out, again, this is by baby boomers, all the way to millennials, to Gen Z, for buyers and non-buyers. We see locally grown is decreasing for as we get younger, as consumers get younger, whereas non-GMO is getting higher. Same thing for organic. So we see locally grown and native going down, organic and non-GMO going up. Same thing for the environmentally friendly practices. So, you know, this perception that maybe everyone's the same is not true. Age can play a role in what exactly label we might be finding more important. And so from a nurture greenhouse perspective or in a green industry perspective, realizing we have different clientele, you know, taking this into account of what, who they are and how they'll view labels is extremely important. So the Tobin model, unconditional marginal effects, pay no mind to the numbers per se. My thing would be look at things that sort of highlight sort of significance levels to give us an idea of what's happening. So this is just everything except for those informational sources. We see for Gen X and younger consumers compared to baby boomers, for locally grown and organic, significance. So like what we said a minute ago, Gen X are and younger consumers are playing are having lower scores on the value for locally grown. They have higher scores for organic. All right, so it's sort of the model is telling us what our descriptive statistics said a minute ago. Males generally across the board have less value in those labels, which we might expect. You know, ideologically, really no differences there. But plant buyers place a lot more weight on these attributes or these labels than other consumers. With respect to information sources, one of the big things here is environmental activist groups, you know, as the messaging here, as you can see down, they're all red on the bottom, the environmental activist groups are all significant. So they are driving up the value for each of these labels, all right? So the more trust I put into a the environmental information coming from a activist group, the more I am putting value in these different types of labels. So the issue now becomes, how does that those activist groups, how does their information align with what I'm selling? So if they're telling consumers that local is bad or some kind of message off topic of what we're talking, what a Nurture Greenhouse Center or someone's giving, then, you know, or what you're portraying, that may be an issue. Looking at Nurture Garden Centers, we see, you know, for locally grown, for native, and environment friendly, we see those things as being areas where that information is actually, the trust in those is actually driving up labels in those areas. Nonprofits, again, you know, federal government has a little bit of impact. So we do see that, you know, by and large, universities, and you know, we trust universities have little impact with respect to the value of the labels, right? And so probably more than likely, because we're providing information out there with respect to here's what consumers feel, here's what those things are, and well, I'm looking for the opinion pieces or those other factors from other entities to now to really form my perception of what a label means. And they're probably turning to environmental activist groups, nursery garden centers, and nonprofits, and government, federal government a little bit. So, you know, we do see that the source of information and how I trust that source does play a role in how I view the label. We're not saying positive or negative. We're just saying there is that, you know, I mean, these groups are having an impact on the valuation when it comes to purchasing plants. So consumers do value labels. So all the way from local to environmentally friendly, eco-friendly. Demographics play a role in the value of a label. Younger value organic more than older. Men less than women across the board. So there are these things that, I think it's nothing new. These things that were shown again and again. but information source. Environmental activist group as an environmental information source are shaping how consumers view labels. So obviously there are activist groups are across the board. Some are very, very extreme. Some are very more towards the middle. And so, but they are shaping how we view labels that we're using in the marketplace. Industry associations and big retailers do not really change the value, right? So, you know, the reasons why, I'd really like to try to figure out why the industry associations and big retailers, maybe we understand a little bit more, they're more commercial, they don't fit some of these labels that we perceive them, but industry associations, they invest a lot of time and money in trying to shape opinion, and, you know, it could be that these aren't the things, like local, they're not investing in local messaging, but they do environmentally friendly and those types. So why aren't industry associations, why aren't they having a bigger impact on driving the value of labels? So, you know, that's pretty much it. That's a information source, trying to understand, is there a driving force? And there is, especially from things that are, we wouldn't expect, like activist groups, nursery greenhouse, garden centers, at the expense of things such as university and government agencies, such as state and federal.